Welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. The U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing their latest crop production estimate report for the nation as well as globally. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's your reaction to this latest report?
Well, at the end of the day, the markets reacted negative with the largest losses taking place in the wheat. We're talking about where the least amount of damage was done. That was in the soybeans. And soybeans was mostly a neutral report as we saw new crop ending stocks come in at 475 million bushels. This was slightly lower than the trade was looking for, and it was 25 million lower than what we saw in the May report. They lowered the carryover by 20 million from old crop to new crop and increased the crush by 5 million to see a reduction of 25 million in the ending stocks. Now, the corn came in almost on line with what the trade was looking for, 1.771 billion bushels. Now, this was an increase from 1.746 billion that we saw last month as we saw them carry over 25 million from old crop into new crop that gave us that increase of 25 million in ending stocks. The biggest negative came in the wheat. As we saw ending stocks come in at 814 million, that was an increase over 793 million that we saw last month. We saw the yield increase by 0.7 bushels per acre, putting the average yield in wheat at 44.2 bushels per acre. That caused production to increase by 34 million bushels in all wheat. We saw an increase from last crop year to this crop year's carryover by 3 million bushels, and we saw the feed and residual usage increase by 15 million. Now, we also saw when we looked at the breakdown of winter wheat numbers, we saw Oklahoma, theirs was lowered by just a little bit over 4 million bushels from where they were last month. They lowered the bushels per acre by 1 bushel. Texas saw their production lowered by 11.25 million bushels. They lowered bushels per acre by 3 bushels in Texas. Kansas is where the big problem was. They increased Kansas by 42 million from where it was last month, putting Kansas at 314 million bushels, increasing the yield in Kansas by 5 bushels per acre. So the wheat took the biggest hit today. There's going to be a lot of controversy about, is this really reflecting that much of a positive increase in Kansas, or is there more problems with the additional rain than what they're accounting for? The next thing is, with the rain that's in the forecast starting tomorrow that runs into next week, that's not going to be good news for the wheat market. So we might have overdone a little bit today to the downside.
USDA also released the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report. Tom, any big changes in terms of our global supply and ending stocks?
Well, we did see Argentina's soybean production increase by 1 million metric tons to 59.5 million metric tons. Brazil was left unchanged at 94.5, continues to confirm the huge crop that they raised down there this year. And when you look at new crop ending stocks, we saw a decrease of 3 million metric tons in the soybeans. We saw an increase of about 3 million metric tons in the world corn stocks, and we saw wheat stocks drop by about 1 million metric tons. Not a lot of big news out of there, but probably the biggest news we saw today was just overall the negativeness that took place in our wheat.
Tom, anything else about these latest reports?
Nope. Now we're just going to have to see how things play out down the road. Watching the weather, that's going to continue to be a very important factor, and the next big thing ahead of us is June 30th, when we see the planted acreage number from the USDA and the next quarterly stocks numbers.
All right. Well, we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's a recap of the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture crop production numbers on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.